This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings back in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for May 20th, episode 1434, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Mr. Z, who's out the best. American Pharoah on the inside thunders on through now. And American Pharoah will be tested early by Mr. Z as they come by us the first time. And Dortmund has taken off the pace. He's four lengths off the lead. Then Firing Line, Divining Rod, Bodhisattva, and Danzig Moon on the inside. Taylor Berg trails the field as American Pharoah tries to shake away in the slop over Mr. Z through a flashy opening quarter mile in 22 and 4/5 seconds. And Dortmund is running in third position. He's five lengths off the lead. Then Divining Rod, Bodhisattva, Firing Line's farther back than we thought he would be here. Firing Line is about eight lengths off the lead, just ahead of Danzig Moon. And Tale of Verve is at the back of the field, up the backstretch. And the Kentucky Derby winner is the leader. American Pharoah has run a half mile in 46 and 2/5 seconds. And he's going along quicker than he did in the Kentucky Derby. He's in front by 2.5 lengths. Mr. Z is second, and Dortmund is closer now. And he's moving up on the outside. And now American Pharoah's lead is down to a half a length. Mr. Z is second, moving for the turn. Dortmund is caught wide in third. Firing Line, not firing yet. In fact, he's dropping back. He is not going on today. American Pharoah is the leader as the field rounds the far turn. Dortmund is on the outside, running in second position. And Divining Rod is right there. Mr. Z is next, and the others are far behind. And they're coming to the top of the stretch. Three quarters in 1:11 and 2. And they're into the stretch in the slop at Pimlico. And American Pharoah has pulled away to a 2.5 length lead over Divining Rod. And then it's Dortmund. Tale of Verve, a huge long shot, is making a move on the far outside. But American Pharoah is all by himself. He is five lengths in front as they come to the wire. And American Pharoah and Victor Espinosa have won the Preakness over Tale of Verve.
Third Saturday in May, that's when the Preakness
comes. Oh, I had to throw it in just for fun. Well, did you get goosebumps?
Eek! Okay, spoiler alert. Yes. That horse wins the Triple Crown.
Oh,
just in case.
Man, you ruined it.
I know. Just in case you didn't know. Another thing is, listen, I would like all of you to pay attention. I need you to maintain radio silence. I'm taking the Mustangs to a clinic this weekend, and it's going to be going on. Like, I'm going to be missing the Preakness live. So no text messages, no phone calls, no nothing until I get home, because I'm recording it and I can sit down and watch it.
You better
start
just turn your damn phone off. Because
God.
You know somebody's going to ruin it. You better turn your phone off. Put it on airplane mode.
The person who usually ruins it is you.
It's me.
So I'm basically telling you right now to leave me alone on Saturday.
I have a dinner to go to, which I still don't know really what it is, but I have a dinner to go to, so you're off the hook. Jennifer is going to be watching by herself. So,
okay, well, Jennifer, don't tell Glenn, don't tell me.
And I keep forgetting you're like 3 hours different. So, but you get to watch them live, right? So you're watching them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, I'm watching them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon if I was going to be home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm not. So we're going to have to just hang out, be patient.
You better not look at Facebook or Twitter or anything.
No, I can't. So I'm going to a clinic, taking Thor on Saturday and Zeus on Sunday. Both going to do a little jumping clinic, and I'm so excited, but I didn't know it fell during Preakness weekend. Seriously, I'll get by.
Well, later on in the show, we're going to offer the $25 gift certificate from horselovers.com again for anybody who picks the trifecta in order, which should be easier. There's only like 11 or 12 horses, so we'll talk about...
Oh, easier.
Yeah, much easier. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Don't fool our listeners. It's for one person who clicks the pie trifecta, and we're going to pick randomly if there's more than one.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. So,
hey, everybody did it. Line. You know what? If you pick the trifecta in order, you should probably get more than $25. So I'll give you some betting websites if you need it.
There you go. Which Jamie has been banned from all of them. So she's not
my God. Listen, I found out that there's a bar down the street that does off-track betting. Oh, my God.
You know what we kept forgetting is we have an off-track betting right down here at OBS where they do the sales. It's literally 4 miles from our house, and I always forget it's there.
Yeah, I know. My vet was like, hey, who are you picking for the Derby? And I was like, what? I told her. I was like, Nyquist. Who? Why? She was like, well, we're placing bets. Do you want us to put one in for you?
She's like, no, I don't ever bet. I don't do that.
Like, I don't have enough of a vet bill. Here, sure. Here's another couple of these. Here's some more.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. KPP's fearless leader herself, Karen, is going to stop by and answer a listener question about electrolytes. And then mid-show, we are going to pick up the pace with some provocative practice prognosticating. And really bad ads decimates the English language like the tale of a Shetland with Swedish. So stay tuned for the freight, folks.
I think I understood about half of that. All right. I couldn't say two of those words. All right, you're up first today.
Marie, I know you're listening, or maybe you're just super busy because you're getting your new Mustang today. Marie Cornell, our listener, months ago bought a Mustang online. I guess it was probably about, 2 months ago, bought a Mustang online, but it's taken this long for them to deliver it to her area. Because if you adopt a Mustang online, they will deliver it to the closest holding pen. And so I guess it has taken that long to get it close enough to her to come get it.
Is she the one that did the auction?
Yeah, online.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so she's getting her new Mustang today. I'm so excited.
Post pictures. We want to see pictures.
Yes, we want pictures.
She's waited a long time. It seems like forever ago that auction
I know.
Was. That's a long time. Well, I have a very special Daily Winnie, something we don't do very often. Mine is actually a live Daily Winnie. We have a brand new auditor who just signed up yesterday, just joined the Facebook page today, and is getting married tomorrow. Danielle Scott. Hi, Danielle. Congratulations.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us today like you don't have anything else to do. So is everything planned and ready to go?
It's getting there. We have a bunch of people coming over today to set up the tent because we're doing it outside. And I'm currently watching the people putting our new roof on our house right now, finishing up. So hopefully it'll be ready for tomorrow.
You needed a new roof before your wedding?
Yeah. Everything happens at once. It's okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, is it a horsey wedding? Are there any horses involved?
There are. There's several horses involved.
Really?
My horse, I'm going to get pictures with before the ceremony. He's not going to be on property, though. We're just driving over and getting pictures with him. And I'm not risking getting on him. I'll just stand on the ground.
Smart move.
I'm coming in a carriage. And then we're also having wagon rides afterwards, after the ceremony,
so cool.
While we're getting pictures done. Yeah. So there's going to be a couple horses here. I'm not sure if there's going to be two wagons doing day rides or just one. It depends on the weather.
This is so cool. You are definitely having a horsey wedding, and you're a very smart girl not getting married on the horse.
Very smart. You'd probably tolerate it and be just fine, but I didn't need that added stress.
No, I figured you've listened to our show long enough and heard the horror stories of the brides falling off that you went, no way. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of what helped me make the decision.
Well, thank you so much.
But I did gallop them across the field yesterday and almost bit the dust.
You're not allowed to ride before your wedding.
No, girls like bruises in wedding dresses. We like it.
I needed to. Stress reliever.
Now, you're getting married to this guy named Matt, and I noticed you didn't let me talk to him before the wedding. Is he a horsey guy?
He likes the horses. He hasn't really started riding yet. My horse is a little too small for him. He's kind of tall. But he does like them. He comes with me to the barn and stuff.
And you think that's going to last after wedding day?
Yeah, that'll last.
Okay. He'll have a horse in 6 months.
He needs his own horse.
So you're then heading to one of our favorite places on Earth. You're heading down to Orlando for your honeymoon?
Mm-hmm.
And tell us where you're staying.
And I'm riding horses at Disney, too.
Are you? Yay!
Yeah.
Tell them hi from us, okay?
Tell them
hi from us. And you're staying at Animal Kingdom. That is so cool. That's the best place to stay while you're there.
Mm-hmm. I stayed there last year in February. We went down. That was my first time ever going to Disney. And then that's where he proposed.
Oh,
how cool is that? And then you're going back for your honeymoon. That's really cool. Well, congratulations to you. We're going to let you go to get ready for your wedding. We want to see pictures, okay?
All right. I'll post a selfie with my horse tomorrow.
Okay, do that in your wedding dress.
I will.
All right. Sounds
Thank
good.
You guys.
Have fun.
Go get a massage.
Oh, I did that yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
You need more.
All right.
All right, we'll see you.
That's recorded. I'll keep that to play again.
Play that to Matt.
Yep.
Bye.
Jamie says.
That's right.
Bye. Dude, seriously, the best thing I did my morning of my wedding, because you wake up and you're just like freaked out because there's so much to get done and you don't know if everybody's going to do what they're supposed to do. And I like was getting married on the beach and I had permit drama and I had all these problems. And my girlfriend was like, yeah, we're taking you in. So I go in and I'm about to get a massage and the girl, you know, I'm like, I want some like deep tissue. And she looks at me and she goes, you're going to be at a wedding dress? And I was like, yes. She goes, do you bruise easy? And I was like, oh, this is going to be the best damn massage I've ever had. I was like, no, girl, bring it on. That was the best thing I did before my wedding ever. So I tell everybody, get a massage morning of.
I got to say, how cool is it? And what cool listeners do we have that she's actually talking to us on the day before her wedding?
That's crazy.
That's dedicated horse girl and a dedicated auditor. So thank you, Danielle, for becoming an auditor, too, the day before her wedding. Like she didn't have other priorities.
Yeah. So, awesome.
That is really cool. And they're going to have a great time if you ever go to Disney World and want a place to stay and can afford it, because it ain't cheap. It's Animal Kingdom Lodge with the Savannah view, because then you wake up and you literally, if you're on the second story, you're looking eye to eye with a giraffe when you wake up. And go out to have your coffee in the morning because they have the animals right there outside the balconies. So that's literally do wake up with a giraffe in your face. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, very cool. Well, we are going to do something a little different this morning for a Friday. We have Karen from Kentucky Performance Products here, and she's answering a listener question. Let's get Karen on and then Jamie can read it for us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. Are you kidding? Living the dream. So we had a listener ask a question, and of course, I wanted to talk to you about your horse, but Glenn said that I have to get focused and actually get through the listener question before I talk to you about Leo. So,
I know what would happen. If she asks you anything about Leo before, we're never getting to the listener question. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Because it's a real love fest here with me and that horse.
I know. and I know Jamie, and I know you, and I know horse girls. It's like business first, then we can talk about horses.
So, okay. Right. So here we go. This is Glenn. I'm going to get right to the task. Listener Robin asks, since I have heard some recent references on your shows to the use of electrolytes. I have some questions about them. I do not know anything about electrolytes. I have never tried them, excuse me, because I'm always a bit overwhelmed with the options on the market. As I live in New Hampshire, I do not often have a need to watch for dehydration, but I do go on a 10-day camping ride every August, and I think it wouldn't hurt to have them available and know how to use them. How do I know if I really need to use electrolytes? Are there circumstances where electrolytes could be harmful, and are there differences in the electrolytes offered on the market? Thank you for keeping your shows going. I enjoy listening. That was a lot of questions, Karen. So,
that's a great question. They're great questions, and I always love it when horsemen take the time to learn about a product that they need to use, because then they'll use it properly and they'll have better success, and of course their horses will be healthier for that reason. So, well, I think the first thing to talk about is, you know, what the heck is an electrolyte and what do they do? So just to boil it down and make it real simple for everybody, electrolytes are minerals that the body uses to control the water balance, the cellular water balance, and they also affect muscle function. And I'm not going to go into the physiology of it because you just don't need to do that. One of the main things that electrolytes do is control your horse's thirst response. So what a lot of people don't understand is when electrolytes get out of balance, it can actually tell your horse to stop drinking water, which then really very quickly takes you down the road to dehydration. So electrolytes are very important. The primary electrolytes are sodium and chloride, which is salt, and then potassium, magnesium, and calcium. So those are the big five. And then there's some other trace minerals that are involved as well that we can talk about a little bit later. But that's kind of, in a nutshell, what electrolytes are.
Okay. Okay, now, is every electrolyte, does every electrolyte have those ingredients in them?
Well, it just, that depends on the electrolyte. Most products that are sold as electrolytes will at least have the big three, sodium, chloride, and potassium in them. Horses get electrolytes in many different places in their diet. So when somebody says, you know, I've never used electrolytes, I've never had to, I've never had a problem, your horse does get a certain amount of electrolytes in the concentrated feed that you feed them, also in hay and grass. The problem is that beyond maintenance levels, the electrolytes that they eat in a normal diet will not meet the requirements when they really start to work hard, or if it's a hot, humid environment and they're sweating all the time, or if they're working and they're sweating all the time, then they cannot replenish the fluids and the electrolytes fast enough from just their regular diet, and that's when you would have to give a supplement.
So is that's when you know you need to use them, is if you're going to have a situation where they're going to sweat a lot, maybe travel some, any other situations you can think of?
Absolutely. So a lot of people, too, don't realize that even in the winter, if you're working your horse, that they do sweat. It may evaporate quicker because the air is drier, but they do sweat. So anytime your horse works, they sweat. And for instance, low-intensity work is kind of visible sweat, and that's what a lot of us do, kind of low-intensity work. A horse can lose 1 to 2.5 gallons of fluid and electrolytes during low-intensity work. And hard-working horses that are dripping sweat for extended periods, like event horses or horses that are doing high-level competitions, they can lose up to 13 gallons of fluid. Wow. When you think a horse needs to drink at least 10 gallons of water a day, if they can lose 13 gallons during work, then, you know, you really have to work hard to get those electrolytes and that water replenished. And that's when you would need to use the supplement.
So
another time.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, another time
another
is
time
when?
Would be in the winter when horses don't drink very well. And sometimes then it's a good time to give a little electrolyte just to stimulate that thirst response and keep them drinking.
Gotcha. Are there circumstances where electrolytes could be harmful?
Absolutely. So you don't want to give electrolytes to a horse that can't drink or does not have access to unlimited amounts of fresh water.
because the electrolytes will stimulate the horse to drink, and that the horse needs to have water to properly process the electrolytes. And if they have excess electrolytes and they have access to water, they will just flush them out of their system. So you want to be sure that they have enough water, fresh water in front of them, and that they are able to drink.
Okay, Karen. So in this girl's case, she's going out on a 10-day camping trail ride. First of all, she's camping. Ugh. But
for
she's
10 days.
For 10
wow.
days. So, there's no Hilton. But anyway, she's going out for 10 days camping. And so let's say she heads out in the morning. That's not the time to give electrolytes because the horse is going to have limited access to water, right? It's when she gets back to camp?
Well, what she should do is monitor what the temperatures are going to be like. And especially since it sounds like her horse is not used to being in a hot, humid environment. So at that point, it's even more important for her to start on an electrolyte. Our Summer Games, for instance, has a chart on the back of it that tells you how much electrolyte you should give depending on how much work you're doing and what the temperatures are like. And then you can go on our website and it will describe to you what light, moderate, and heavy work looks like so that you can pick the right level of training for your horse. For her situation, she's going to get put that horse on a trailer. She's going to drive to a place where it's way more hot and humid than her horse is used to. So what I would do if I was her is about a week before I left, I would start my horse on an ounce of Summer Games a day. And then that way, you're ramping up the amount of electrolytes that they have available in their system. And then when she gets where she's going, she should just continue to do that. And if she has a day where it's particularly hot, the horse works particularly hard, then at the end of the day, she could add an extra ounce in the grain if she needs to.
Got it.
Gotcha. So you said that there's electrolytes that have the big three, and then yours, of course, Summer Games has the big five. Is that the main difference in electrolytes? Are there sugar contents? I mean, I've seen electrolytes that are hot pink. You know, that can't be good. You're pumping your horse full of dye or something like that. Are there big differences in the electrolytes offered on the market?
Well, there's a couple of things that you need to look for in a good electrolyte. You want to have those, you know, for sure the big three, but also the magnesium and calcium should also be included. So potassium, sodium and chloride, magnesium and calcium. And then you want to have them in the proper ratio. So you want to have one part potassium to two parts sodium to four parts chloride. So it's a 1-to-2-to-4 ratio for those three particular electrolytes. And then Summer Games has added trace minerals, copper, zinc, iron, and manganese. And the reason we put those in there was because this particular product was developed for the Olympic Games in Atlanta when they were worried about dehydration and heat stroke in horses that were not used to working hard in a hot, humid environment in the middle of the summer. And we did exercise bouts that mimicked the endurance day of a 3-day event, and we measured mineral and fluid loss, and then we formulated Summer Games to replace what the horses lost in that kind of sweat. So this particular electrolyte will replace exactly what's lost. So you want to look for those things, and you definitely do not want to have a lot of sugar in your electrolyte. A little bit of sugar is fine. It helps palatability. But if the main ingredient is sugar, then walk away because you're not giving your horse what they need.
Oh my gosh. You know what this means, Glenn, is that all these options at the local feed store, I'm just going to have to just go ahead. I just went on to KPP USA and hit add to cart. Like, there's no science at the feed store. This is real science. Are you there?
Well, that's what we try to do. I mean, we try to develop products based on research so that you're getting the ingredients that you need in the proper ratios that you need them, and you're not throwing your money away on feeding your horse sugar.
Yeah. Ratios are important. Pay attention in math class, people.
And then you offer it in two ways, right? You offer the buckets, and then you also offer syringes.
We have electrolytes in a tube, and that's called Summer Games Plus. And what's in Summer Games Plus that you don't find in many other in electrolytes at all is Nalox, which is a stomach buffer. So sometimes, especially if you're feeding a lot of electrolyte, you know, that gets a little hard on the stomach. So ours includes a stomach buffer and a coating coating ingredient that will help keep the stomach environment healthy so that the electrolytes don't irritate your horse's stomach.
And then is super the only popular. Way yeah is the only way to get this is to get it online, or do local feed stores have this?
No, you can find Summer Games in a lot of different places. Dover has it. Oftentimes you can find it in your local store. And if you can't, you should ask them about getting it in, because it's widely distributed in the U.S. And a lot of feed stores just won't get things in unless people ask them. But once they ask, they'll get them in. Or you can search online and find it in lots of different places. And it's very, it's affordable.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's kppusa.com. Check it out there and ask your local feed store if they don't have it. Now tell me about Leo.
Leo is doing really fantastic. He's just such a nice horse, and he's just so willing to do whatever Megan asks him to do.
Let's remind.
You want to do this, Leo?
Let's remind new listeners who Leo is.
Oh, okay. So Leo is a Danish warm blood. He's 8 years old, and we imported him just about this time last year from Denmark. For a young and upcoming professional, Megan Lynn, to ride and develop into an advanced level event horse.
So
hopefully, you know, Rolex, badminton.
Yes. Well, what I like about this is that Karen wanted to get a horse, and this is just my storytelling. Karen wanted to get a horse, and she didn't get a horse for the Boyd Martins of the world. She found an up-and-comer with a lot of potential and wanted to support a younger up-and-coming rider in Megan Lynn. And I just don't think you could have picked a better girl to take this horse.
No, she's fantastic. Aside from being a very talented rider, she's a wonderful horseman. So I never worry about my horse. I know he's being really well taken care of, and that, you know, she's just at the attention to detail in his training is, you know, bar none. She's really good.
Now, he just did a horse trial.
He did. It was supposed to be a horse trial, but it poured down rain so badly here in Kentucky. And we were actually up in Hoosier Land, that they had to cancel the cross country part because the cross country course was underwater. So it turned out to be a combined test, which was fine, you know. Leo went up and did a great job in his dressage test, even though there was a rodeo going on in the arena next door.
And oh, my gosh.
That was pretty interesting. Yeah,
I'm sure every horse did.
Yeah, horses coming out of the shit. And Leo, you know, he's cute. When he hasn't seen something, he wants to know all about it. So Megan was like, every time we came around, the dressage arena going towards the rodeo, she was like, hello, Leo.
Whose planning Leo. Idea
Leo
was
saying,
that?
What are those horses doing over there?
Whose planning was that? <It's> like...
So that's she awesome. Comes out and she goes, he was a little distracted. But, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
I couldn't tell by watching him. But she said she felt that he was pretty distracted, so.
Oh, that's funny.
And so, yeah, if he can handle a rodeo, Rolex is no problem. Now, he shows under the name The Natural E. I love it. And how did he place at that combined test?
Well, he won that combined test.
So yeah,
pretty happy with him.
Absolutely. Even distracted, by the way, that he still goes out and wins. He just did such a great job. And congratulations on being an owner and being out there and being so involved in your horse and finding a young professional that's up and coming and supporting her. And I just love it.
Well, thank you. And it's been just a ton of fun. And I have met so many wonderful people in the eventing world. It's been fantastic.
And Jamie's raising her hand if you ever want a West Coast eventer. She's got her hand up.
I know. Wow. We need to turn one of those Mustangs into one.
I'm working on it.
You're planning on getting some more, Jamie?
Yeah, didn't you see those beautiful mares? I went and Glenn visited the Paul's Valley Holding Center, which is just hundreds and hundreds of Mustangs, and they were kind of friendly and they were by the fence. So I took about a billion pictures standing out in the grass, and it was just beautiful. And I like Chad, but Chad was like, "Ooh, you like that one?" And I was like, "Yes, I like that one. I want that one." He's like, "Well, that one's nice." I'm like, "They're all nice. They're beautiful horses, like out here in the green grass. It was gorgeous." But I've got my hands full with these two, and I do have a in vitro baby coming up. So, sorry, in utero baby coming up. So I've got a lot going on, and I'm excited about the future, and hopefully I'll do my first horse trial with my in utero foal the year that Leo wins Rolex.
Oh, there you go. It'll be perfect. We can celebrate together.
Hashtag life goals.
Well, thank you, Karen, fantastic, for joining us. We really appreciate it. The name of Karen's event team is Elevate Event Team, is the name of the team. You can follow all of Leo's shenanigans over at Kentucky Performance Products. Does Leo also have his own Facebook page?
He doesn't yet. We put him up on the KPP page.
Okay.
So I can only do so many pages.
Okay. And now, before I let you go, one more thing. I was just on your website, and I did not know that you sold veterinary surgical tables.
Yes.
That is an unusual thing, I have to say, seeing on a website is this huge veterinary surgical table. And I got to ask, how many of those do you sell a day, veterinary surgical tables?
A day. We probably sell 5 or 6 a year. That's a pretty high ticket item.
Now, Jamie, that's something that you don't have.
Surgical tables. So.
That's just...
They're what?
That's something Jamie doesn't have in her farm. There is a veterinary surgical table.
I need one.
Yeah,
we can set you up, Jamie.
Yeah,
we can set you up. We can make sure you have one. And they're custom made. So you know, if you're a little short or you're a little tall, or you know, the hole in the floor needs to be a little, you know, the table needs to go down a little lower than normal, we can do it for you.
Done. I'll take two.
That can't be cheap.
It's not.
No, I didn't think so. Thanks, Karen. We appreciate it. It's kppusa.com. Talk to you later.
You guys have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye-bye.
I'm sitting here going, she really does. I thought it was a joke. But veterinary surgical.
Cool.
Their things are huge.
I'm going to add to cart just to see how you get.
It says call for pricing. I imagine you'd have to call for pricing.
If you use code PO15 at checkout, you get 15% off today, by the way, at KPP USA. So, I mean, I could get 15% off my veterinary surgical table.
What was the code again?
The code is, now I just got off of it, PO15 at checkout. If you use PO15 at checkout, 15% off everything you buy today at kppusa.com.
Very good. Go buy your electrolytes right now. Summer games.
I did.
Get your summer games. All right, let's talk Preakness. We got a race to talk about coming up tomorrow.
Sort of going to be a race.
I don't know. There's a couple of horses that we don't know anything about that could just ruin the day.
For second place. So obviously, what's really cool is a little side note. Nyquist drew to break out of the 3 spot. And he was actually schooling the gates this past week, just kind of going in and out. And he was schooling in and out of number 3. So he is prepared. He is well-versed. He knows his starting gate. I just thought that was kind of cool that happened like that. Anyway, so Nyquist is obviously I think he's 2-5 right now. We got a couple other horses. And Glenn, I know we found a list of the actual names of the horses. Would you like to know why the horses are named?
Because I gotta be honest, I probably will pick him for my number one spot, but I need to know if I'm going to win the trifecta, which other two I need to have on the card. And I don't know anything about these horses because pretty much there's only like 2 that have run in the Kentucky Derby and everybody else is new.
Yeah, exactly. So
pretty
this
much,
kinda...
I think they went around the backside. This is my theory. Everybody else backed out that was in the Kentucky Derby said, hell, I'm not doing that. And then I think they went around the backside over there at Pimlico and tried to beg trainers. They paid them $25,000 if you enter your horse. And that's what happened. They went around begging trainers, just to enter the race. We don't care. Just we need 12.
I know. They might have. So the horses... by post position, and the one hole is Cherry Wine. This is the fourth Cherry Wine ever named, and the owner, Frank Jones, did not elect to follow the naming pattern, Patty O'Prado, and the grandsire, El Prado. So basically, this article came from Forbes.com, which is kind of cool that it's so mainstream. Forbes.com went around and contacted every one of these owners and said, why did you name this horse the name? And they don't really know. They don't know the exact origin of the name for Cherry Wine, and he's gray. So
they were drinking that night. So
yeah, it's like that Strawberry Wine was taken. They like that song, so they went with Cherry Wine. Uncle Lino. I don't know how they say it. He was named after the uncle of the owner, Tom Mansour. So Uncle Lino, that's what they would have named him. Awesome Speed. Obviously Nyquist, by the way, is named after a Detroit Red Wings player, Gustav Nyquist, because Paul Redham is the fan of the team. Awesome Speed, because obviously the horse was the breeding of Awesome Again is the daddy and the mama is Speedy Escape. Awesome Speed was like such a perfect racehorse name. Exaggerator, we talked about before the Derby, and basically the girlfriend of Keith DeSormo exaggerates stories a lot. So they named the horse Exaggerator after her. Lani means sky or heaven in Hawaiian. Collected, they really didn't give a great answer to why collected, but it's a horse-related. This is from Forbes. It's a horse-related term referring to a horse carrying more weight on its hind legs than its front. Thanks for that information, well, Forbes.
That's not bad for mainstream media, really.
Yeah.
That's not bad for them.
Yeah. They think Bob Baffert didn't really know why it was named that, but they said it could have been a reference to collected winnings. Collected is just kind of a cool name. Laban, from the same sire as Nyquist, Laban means old boss in Mandarin and is referred to a shopkeeper. Why would you name your horse old
after
boss?
A shopkeeper?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say these were good names. I just said I'm giving you the reasons they named them. Abiding Star.
Sometimes the name is pretty cool. But the reason behind it is stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Abiding Star is the son of Abiding, and the trainer and breeder hoped that they would have a star. Abiding Star. Pretty name. Stupid reason. Fellowship.
Owned by a church? Owned by the Baptist church.
I know. I love this Fellowship. Here's Forbes.com's answer. This horse is a descendant of the legendary Secretariat on the mare Go Girlfriend Go's side and sired by Awesome, of course. Owners at Jack's or Better Farms did not return calls regarding the origin of the horse's name. At least you're honest.
I got to tell you, too, Jennifer tried to contact three separate owners to get them on today, and she didn't hear back from anybody either. So there we go.
They're a little busy. Of Stradivari, they talked about how it's the horse is named for
the violin.
Yeah, it is pretty much. Okay. Yeah, exactly. So then they go on to give the history of the Stradivarius, which nobody needs to hear. What I think the reason that the owners did not check back in with you, Jennifer, is because they're all getting in line for the Preakness infield music lineup. Infield Fest.
Okay, I got to ask you this. All right, I was reading this morning, and I have to ask you if now, and obviously this lineup is not meant for my generation at all, because I didn't know any of these. So I'm going to ask you if you know any of these individuals or bands that are playing in the infield at the Preakness, and we'll see if it's made for your generation, all right?
Okay, well, here, what I want to point out is that, like, 2 years ago, it was Lord and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and all of those people went on after the Preakness to become uber-famous Grammy-winning artists.
Okay.
So they also have had Bruno Mars, Maroon 5. They've had some really big names, and they've had some up-and-comers. So what I was thinking was, like, maybe these are the next Ryan Lewis and Macklemores. These are the next ones. The main stage at 4 p.m., wow, big name, the Chainsmokers.
Have you ever heard of the Chainsmokers?
No, I don't listen to New York City DJs. They are the ones that sing hashtag selfie. Whatever. I don't know that song. Again, I'm just feeling
we're aging ourselves here.
I'm old. I'm sorry. I'm 38, for God's sake. And I was in the music industry for a long time. So if you quiz me about anybody in the 90s and 2000s and even in the 2000 and up to 2012, I got it.
How about Fetty Wap?
Yeah, Fetty Wap on the main stage, 130.
No, don't know Fetty Wap.
No, don't know Fetty Wap. All-time low, 230. Pop punk stars from Towson. I don't even know where Towson is. Now we're getting into more of my area of expertise. The country singer Corey Smith is going to be there. No, I don't know him.
I don't know him either.
Chris Jansen, country singer.
No idea.
He had a hit song last year with Buy Me a Boat.
Oh, wait a minute. Rosie is correcting us. It's Fetty Wap.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Rosie.
Sorry, Rosie.
We should have had her come on and talk about these.
She might have known a few of them.
That's how much we care. Frank Walker, woohoo, DJ and producer from Ontario, Canada. Frank Walker on the main stage. And
do you know how much these DJ guys make?
I would imagine
$100,000 to $200,000 a show.
Man, well, the chain smokers have enough for some cigarettes, for sure.
So, yep, I don't think this is our. I think they're really going after that 18 to 25 year old crowd.
Again, like Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, I remember sitting on the show going, "Oh, these people are ridiculous! I can't believe it." Now I'm like, I love Macklemore now. I think he's great. Lord is like won 9 Grammys last year. Yeah. So, you know.
So you
maybe
really
it's
think
an education. Maybe they're up and comers. So maybe they had nobody else to come.
So you think Fetty Wap is going to be on the Grammy list next year?
God, I'm telling you, I love me some Fetty Wap.
All right, let's get back to picking winners. All right, so I just posted on our Facebook page, and now you have the opportunity to go over to Horses in the Morning Facebook page, go to the post, and write in who you think is going to be the trifecta, first place, second place, third place, in order. If you get that right, we'll pick one winner for a $25 Horse Lovers gift certificate. Jennifer's apparently worried we're going to have more than one. Head on
Fetty
over
Wap
there.
Went double platinum.
He did? And on what chart?
I am in the rap crossover chart.
So head on over to Facebook right now and place your bets. Let's see here. I'm going to make my official prediction. Are you ready? I have Nyquist in the number one spot because I'm going to go a little different in number two because I'm also going to put Exaggerator in there because I did before. So I'm going to have Exaggerator in the number three spot. And in the number two spot, I'm putting the violin guy, a horse. Stradivari. I'm putting Stradivari. So I'm going Nyquist, Stradivari, and Exaggerator. I think Exaggerator is going to hear violins.
Okay. What I love is that you picked the three horses that actually have well-known trainers because Alan Goldberg, Mark Cassie, Eric Gilliatt, and Ned Allar, Gary Sherlock. There's a lot of.
I told
you,
they went to the backside.
They went around the backside of the freak. So they're like, you guys got
no
anybody?
Horses in this race. We really need some horses.
I'm going to go Nyquist in first. And then in second place, I'm going to put Nyquist. No, I'm just kidding. Put him in all three. Let's go Nyquist first. I'll go Cherry Wine and then Exaggerator.
Cherry Wine.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cherry Wine, Dale Romans, Cherry Wine, and then Exaggerator.
All right. So we got the same one and three spots. How about Jennifer?
Sorry, Bob.
I'm going to go with Fellowship in first, just because I like to be obnoxious.
Fellowship, yeah.
And then I'm going to put Nyquist and Awesome Speed.
Awesome Speed. All right. I have it written down. It's official now. Our official predictions.
Oh my gosh, I'm nervous. I forgot you picked Exaggerator. I need to pick somebody else.
Well, I did pretty good. I just had the wrong order in the Kentucky Derby, but I did pretty good. Let's hear some Preakness fun facts coming into the race. Pimlico opened its doors in 1870. The Maryland Jockey Club purchased the land that the track rests on for $23,000, which in 1870 was a lot of money. And they built the track for $25,000. And I don't think they've made many repairs since then. No, I'm just kidding. The Preakness Stakes was named after the horse that won the dinner party stakes on Pimlico Racecourse's opening day in 1870. So that horse was named Preakness, won on opening day, and that's why they called it the Preakness Stakes. The word Preakness is derived from the Native American word for an area in New Jersey and translates as quail woods. The first Preakness in 1873 drew a field of seven. They couldn't get horses then either. A purse of $2,000 and had 12,000 fans in attendance, a little bigger now.
Just so you know, you're making fun of the fact that there's only 11 horses, but they only allow 12 horses to start in the Preakness.
They couldn't even fill out the roster. The first winner of the Preakness was named Survivor, ironically enough. And, you know, this is interesting, too, because apparently in the infield there where they have the big party now, where they have Dewey Wop. What was his name again? Diddy Wop?
Fetty Wop.
Fetty Wop. I get my whoppers mixed up. So they used to have a hill and in the infield, and that's where the prime seating was. So if you got the expensive seats, you were on the hill in the infield. And it was only after a while that they decided when TV came along that they couldn't see the far side of the track with the cameras. So they took the hill out and made it flat. And
they could put the hill back in because now there's those cameras that float over your head.
That's true. So they could put the hill back. But so that became the cheap seats then in the infield. It actually moved around. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the Preakness was run at tracks in New York. It was held at Coney Island for 15 years. I didn't know they had a track at Coney Island. And in 1909, it was returned to Pimlico for good. So they named this race after a horse who won at Pimlico the first time at Pimlico, and then they moved it. I would like to know what politics was involved in that. Yeah. Now, if there's a song that's worse than the Kentucky song, what other song do they play in Kentucky?
Oh, the stars shine.
Okay. If there's a song that's worse than that, it's this one that they play in Maryland called Maryland, My Maryland. They only do the fourth verse. Thank God, because this song goes on for nine verses. And
is that the tune of "O Christmas Tree"?
It sort of sounds like that, doesn't it?
It sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Come to think about it.
Old Tannenbaum.
You're right. You could not get through this whole song without shooting yourself. I'm just telling you.
I need to get my Christmas shopping done real quick.
It just goes on and on. But anyway, five fillies have won the Preakness. The last was who?
Rachel
in 2009. And the last Maryland...
Turn him off, please. Turn him off.
Yeah, stop.
Thank you.
You sure you don't want to hear the whole thing? Just... Sir Barton won the Preakness with four rest days, only 4 days of rest, following his victory at the Kentucky Derby. Now we have 2 weeks, so all those people that complained there's not enough time, Sir Barton didn't care. Eddie Arcaro has won the most Preakness wins with six, and the trainer with the most wins since the beginning of the 20th century is, of course, D. Wayne Lucas with six. They get the Woodlawn base, but the winners don't get to keep it. It stays at the Baltimore Museum of Art and is escorted to the race every year by a military guard. I don't know who they bribe to get that done, but that's how it gets there. It's, of course, the run for the Black-Eyed Susans is the flower, but they're not in bloom this time of year. They don't come till the fall. So they have a stand-in flower that looks like a Black-Eyed Susan, and it is called the Viking Palm. So... why didn't they just call it the Viking Run for the Viking Palms?
I think the state flower is the Black-Eyed Susan. I could be making that up.
You know,
but
they could
sure
grow them in Florida and have them bloom now and just ship them up in the truck. Just saying. They actually, they in the past years, they darkened the centers of the Viking palms so that they would look like a black-eyed Susan, but apparently now they have actually grown Viking palms that look like black-eyed Susans.
Awesome. Hey, I'll be right back. I got to get the kid.
So that's how it all works there at the races at the Preakness. And now we're gonna hear from one of our sponsors this hour, and of course that is Ovation. Unless you, of course, want to finish. By the way, this song is still going. I'm just.
That baffles me.
It is still going. All right, let's hear from Ovation, and then we will play our song, and we're coming back with some really bad ads right after this.
In the world of horse racing and elite equestrian sports, it's all about how to prepare and repair. Ice5 is a truly portable and highly efficient circulation therapy system for your horse. Before activity, prepare to prevent damage by using the Ice5's vibration pads. Repair after the event by using the unique combination of cold packs and vibration to minimize swelling and encourage blood flow. And because it's battery powered, Ice5 is truly portable. The essential and affordable tool to prepare and repair. Ice5.
You can find out more details about Ice5 at ice-vibe.com or horseware.com, or ask your local tack shop or online supplier for more information about Ice5 circulation therapy from Horseware.
She talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have him, be lost without him. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were my one safe place. Now that I'm older, still lean on their shoulders. I still feel like that girl some days. What is it? What is it with girls? What is
And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. Thank you for playing that, Glenn. You know,
just to get that
god awful Maryland song, Christmas tree song out of my mind.
It's still going, by the way. That song is still going.
Oh, why would you do that? I hate you so much. What is it? I got to sing that in my brain now. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Check them out at kppusa.com. And also our friends at Ovation.
And you are still wearing their helmets, aren't you? Did you replace the one you broke?
Well... No, I mean, I still have that one, but it didn't really take a beating. I just got a little scratch. Should I get a new one?
Well, you didn't land on your head. Your foot took all the...
Pretty much it was, yeah, it was every, it was like the left foot, left knee, left hip, left elbow, left shoulder. And by the time I got to my head, it was like, poof,
dink.
Like a little poof, yeah.
Well, Ovation does have terrific helmets, and you've been using them for years, right?
I was so excited when we got Ovation as a sponsor because I love their helmets. They're lightweight, they're breathable, they have that little dial in the back that you can turn. And when you have riding lessons going on and people forget their helmets or they don't bring it or they don't own a helmet, you know, there's always that time when people are kind of feeling out, they bring their kids to see if they want lessons. You know, it's nice to have a helmet that fits. And what is so great about those helmets is you can have two as opposed to have 15, and you can keep them up to date and you can keep them all current as far as making sure they're not old. You know, sometimes you go into a riding studio, riding facility, and there's like 14, 15 helmets hanging on the wall, and they're all like completely covered in spider webs and they're just gross. Well, these all are fresh and new and they're great because they're adjustable and you don't need 100 to fit everybody who's going to come in your barn. You just need like two as far as riding stables go. So that's what I have here. That's what I use myself because it is, again, it is lightweight, very breathable, and I'm in Phoenix and I don't want something really heavy and dark. They have a ton of different colors, really cool colors that they have. So you can check them out, ovationriding.com, and check out your own helmets and see what you like. Bling helmets. There's these little lightweight twisty ones. They've got a slew of different kind of helmets. So not even if you want something that will keep you comfortable in Phoenix, there's plenty of other options.
I don't recommend you search for Ovation lightweight twisty helmets, though, because you probably won't find them.
The little twisty dial, yeah. They should put that on the commercial. Lightweight
twisty
and
helmets.
Twisty dials.
It might be called the Protégé. Is that the one you use, the Protégé?
I don't even know. I'm on my third one because that's the one that I keep buying because they're so comfortable. They fit my head and they're adjustable. You know, sometimes you put your ponytail up in it and you're like, oh, it's too tight with my ponytail. Click the twisty dial. Boom. Now the helmet fits.
And
it's
awesome. They have a bunch of different styles from inexpensive to the most expensive.
And these are inexpensive.
Shows. Yeah.
To me, they're the cheapest ones out there and they're the best ones. I got double lucky. Not that cheap is not the thing I want with my helmets, really, but they're affordable. They're not cheap. They're nice.
And they're approved, so you're all good anyway.
And they're approved. Yeah, I mean, everything's
OvationRiding.com. Just go to the helmet section there. You'll see all the varieties and colors, and they do have a lot of different colors in some of the varieties, too. So check them out
there. I want that electric blue one. I just think that's awesome.
You would look good in the electric blue one. It would match your personality.
Honey, that's so nice.
Yeah, I just looked up the lyrics to some of the Fetty Wops. What is it again? Fetty Wop songs. And we cannot play samples of any of those on the air.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not going to be playing any Fetty Wop on the air without... I'm not going
to
be.
No, I have to Google Fetty Wop. Hey, I've got something really cool before we get into really bad ads. I wasn't here on Monday, so I don't know if you talked a little bit about what happened over last weekend with Philippa Humphreys.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Well, they set up a college fund for her 6-month-old daughter. 6-month-old daughter.
Right.
Guess what it's up to?
Well, last we looked or talked about it, I think it was up to like $20,000.
Yeah, $50,000.
Wow.
$50,000. The fund was set up by Joni Morris on behalf of the entire eventing community, and $50,000 has been donated to for little Millie to get to college. Such a cool thing. If you want to, and if you knew Philippa, I did not know her, but use the hashtag memories for Millie, the number for Millie. And they're going to do a collaboration of words and images, and it's going to be collated into a book to be presented to her husband, Pete, and daughter, Millie. So what a great way for her to know how special her mom was and the memories of the book, and then all the money that's been donated. It's just awesome. So we just wanted to let you guys know about that.
And if you go over to eventingnation.com, you'll see they did a post. Her husband did a release, and it was very, very heartwarming to read. So you can find that at eventingnation.com. They've been covering. Of course, this has brought up a lot of questions about eventing, like it usually does, and there's a lot of posts on Eventing Nation about that as well. So you can check them all out. All right, let's switch gears and go into some really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week where we read awful ads submitted by our listeners that are usually found on Craigslist or Facebook. And we have a terrific prize for this month and at the end of the month, which is next week? Next week. Yeah, next week we'll be pulling a winner for Really Bad Ads, and Jennifer's going to tell us about the prize. She wears them all the time.
Our prize this month is a pair of Smooth Stride riding jeans. They're the riding jeans made for ladies who ride, missing that all-important seam in the middle. And they come in three different styles. You can get plain jeans for folks who don't want to have any patches on the inside. You can get extended knee patch, which are the ones that start just above your knee and go all the way to the ground. Or you can get full seat. And they're all made with a man-made suede material. So they're completely washable and dryable. And they come in many, many sizes. And they are super, super comfy because the part that's not the knee patch is made of a wonderfully mid-weight denim that is just a little bit stretchy. And my favorite part is my butt looks great in them, and that's according to Glenn.
That's correct. I will vouch for that. And I will also say,
Mine are coming. I'm so excited.
Oh, did you? Wendy got some. She bought a pair, and let me tell you what, she loves them. She had to have them hemmed. She's like you. She's a little on the petite side.
Yes.
So they were a little long for her, so she had to have them hemmed, but she loves them. She doesn't like wearing jeans normally, but she said she's been wearing them around, and she also made the same comment about what Dr. Kyle said about her butt. So apparently that is a popular thing. Now, Jennifer, you have the plain and the knee patch, right? You have both.
I do. I have a pair with the extended knee patch, and I also have two pairs. Top secret. Oops, I let the bag out. Cat out of the bag. Of the regular ones, because I like them so much. I like them for everyday wear.
It's the only jeans she wears now.
Yeah.
Basically, all the other jeans are out.
They're out.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, all the other jeans have Clorox stains on them and crap from being in the barn, and they're just nasty. So I have nice
jeans.
So
do you use these as your fancy jeans now, or do you use them in the barn?
Oh, the non-knee patch ones don't go to the barn. No, no, no. Going out in.
My going out pants.
That's right.
Well, that's we're going to give one of those away next week. So make sure, if you haven't sent an ad in yet, to send your ad in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com for next week's show, and you'll be entered into the drawing as well. And you, if you want to go out and buy a pair, which I think you should, go to smoothstride.com. Smoothstride.com. She said they have been doing much better than she ever anticipated. They have more orders. They had to order more. They have more orders coming in. And so they're really selling and becoming quite popular. Smooth Stride. And oh, by the way, the lady who invented and makes these is an avid listener to our show. So we love her for that, too. And an auditor. All of those things.
And an inventor.
And an inventor. Yes, that's right. All of those things. All right, let's get to our ads. Did I forget anything? All right, let's start. The first one's easy. Reba sent this one in. Hi, Reba. That's a new name. It's very short. Good workhorse, $1. That's a cheap workhorse. Traffic safe and is experienced in pulling various wagons, carts, and farm implements. 6 years old. Belgian with a touch of Morgan.
What does that look like?
I don't know what that means.
Teach Morgan.
Just a tiny bit. Was there two horses involved in the? I don't know. I don't know. That's Did they funny. Mix it up and then?
Is it just I a short know. Belgian? I mean, what?
I don't know how. Did the Morgan get in there like five generations ago and that's where the touch is from?
Or are they just guessing?
Were there two stallions involved? I don't know. I don't know the story.
Just touched him. Patricia sent in the next ones. All kids of items. All kids of items. Garrett.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out more. Gary is the owner. Oh, gosh. This is so poorly written. Gary is the owner. The cutter is an international sickle mower. I don't even know what I just read. Gary is the owner. The cutter is an international sickle mower. The big Sadley is 15 inches Oliver, and a 12-inch pony Sadley and Jersey is 5 years old, and she has been vet checked and is having a calf in September. And breed to a Black Angus bull. Hay is mixed grass. And the Hostin is not for sale. Oh, that might be the worst ad I've ever written.
There's a lot of things going on in there.
I don't even know what I do. I mean, I don't even understand.
I didn't know they made international sickle mowers, but apparently they do.
I thought it was a horse. And then they're like, but she's having a calf.
Yeah,
it's a pony.
Maybe they ride the cows with the saddles.
They bred it to a Angus bull. Poor horse. Dear God,
there's a lot going on at that farm.
Can that happen? By the way,
I
they have mules. Oh my God,
what would
God.
That be called?
That'd be ugly.
Katie, cute that was great, Patricia. I don't know where you found that one, but that was
oh
great.
My God, all kids of items.
Katie sent the following one in. This is a bus barn. That's right. It's a bus barn. A 1975 Lodestar 1800 bus with a 392 CID International engine. Back to the internationals again. 4150 Holley four-barrel carburetor and only 75,000 miles on this hay bus. It has a five-speed standard transmission. Call it what you want, cow barn, horse haven, goat grotto, or chicken coop, or sell rutabagas on the roadside out of it. This is what it was for me. I built this when I needed a shelter for my cows. Inside, you can fit about 160 bales of hay. I drive it from pasture to pasture so that they will have it made in the shade with the really cool place to hang out. In the wintertime, I fold down the sides as a windbreak and enclose one end with a feeder next to the rear door for a short walk to pitch a few bales in. The roof and frames are put together with bolts and screws so it can be disassembled and moved on the highway. The tires are in good shape, the brakes work, and I'm asking $800 for this bus barn. Would you care to describe this, Jamie? This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if I can. It's a really old school bus that is several colors. There's like a pink and a blue, but they're really faded and rusty.
Now, there's a touch of yellow left.
There's some yellow on,
touch.
I mean,
it's
in there somewhere.
It's been by yellow.
It's been a touch of yellow. And Lucas, tell me what this is right here. A school bus, he said. It's a school bus. And there's some sort of like roof attachment, like if it was a transformer and it was like, activate flying bus, and you hit this button.
It does look like it has wings,
and it like lifts up these wings on top of it. And apparently, you can feed cows in the shade. I don't know.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Lucas walked over and goes, "School bus?"
He's not sure either.
Like, what?
Jennifer's going to post that on Facebook because you really have to see it to believe it.
And then they've got like a transformer flip down wall thing. I don't even know. God, that's a mess. Wow, that's awesome.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome. I actually think I need that. If I had bigger space, I would totally throw hay out of that. All right. Project Horse, $500 in Washington. Missy is back up for sale. The sale fell through due to no fault of her own. She's pretty easygoing, thinks she'd be best suited as a trail or possibly a show 4-H horse that she doesn't seem to have a lot of. Oh my God, it's all one sentence. God. Okay.
Punctuation was good to that point.
Yeah, there was like one sentence and then all the punctuation stopped. Okay. She's pretty easygoing, thinks she'd be best suited as a trail or possibly a show 4-H. She doesn't seem to have a lot of get up and go to be barrel horse or anything like that, though. With some more weight and training, she could be a totally different horse. Needs work with trailering. Previous owner never hauled her, and I only hauled her the one time when I brought her home.
And apparently that didn't go so well.
I'm asking, by the way, anytime there's a word that should say ing, it just says in. So I'm asking, A-S-K-I-N. I'm asking 500 OBO, need to sell her ASAP, cash only, no trades, no holds, not giving her away. You get that money. On Missy.
She doesn't have a lot of get up and go. Not going anywhere fast, this one.
Nowhere fast. Bad.
No, but if you work with her some more, apparently she'll get faster. I thought that was interesting. And I also thought it was interesting that if you put on weight, she'll get faster.
I didn't even glean any of that.
I did. It says here, if you put on weight and training, she could be a totally different horse.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. The fatter she gets, the faster she gets, apparently. Jessica sent in the following one. Pony, $500 in Ball Ground.
That's in Georgia.
Is it really?
By the way. That's Georgia. Ball Ground, Georgia.
Ball Ground, Georgia. 7-year-old pony. Got it last year. I was told that a girl had been riding him, but I don't think so. The pony only does a sidestep, but I'm not real experienced in ponies or a horse.
No kidding.
It only does a sidestep. Apparently, it can't do any other step but the sidestep.
I don't
sideways.
Even know.
It doesn't go anywhere forward. It goes sideways.
Basically, it just runs away from them.
Exactly. It's good. Kind of like my pony is right now. It only does a sidestep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Rosie sent this one in.
Hey, you didn't compliment my southern accent there.
What am I going to compliment?
It was so good.
So
and you
genius.
Didn't even say anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. good job. Rosie sent this one in. Wanted free horse. Look for a free horse. Some I work with and train. My kids have pasture. And land emailed me if they have need good home. What?
I have one.
Okay. Ruby actually sent this one to me a while ago, and I was hoping that she was going to send it to Jennifer. And I maybe it was a lot of people that sent this. Jennifer, did a lot of people send this one in?
At least a half a dozen, yes.
Okay, because it's that good. And this is in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas. And the title of this ad is
You were just in
called,
Dallas. You could have picked these up.
I could have bought them because these are miracle chickens. Free pregnant chickens. Hey, y'all. I have a bunch of pregnant chickens in my house, and I have no more room. They're very sweet. I have three. One is 2 months long. One is 3 months long. And one that was recently impregnated. I love them. And they're very sweet. Free to good home only.
I've never heard of a chicken referred to as impregnated before.
What are you talking about? Chickens don't get pregnant, they lay eggs.
How long does it take, by the way, to gestate an egg?
Why is she 3 months pregnant? What does that mean?
That egg is stuck, I think, is what the problem is.
That's called being egg bound, and she would be dead by now.
Yes, that's right. Because it doesn't take that long, does it? To lay an egg?
They lay one almost every day. That's a lot of egg backup. Oh my God, poor thing can't even stand up.
It's about to explode.
oh, what is that? I don't even know what that means. I wish I could call it. Somebody give me the phone number. I have to call.
You know, when I read it, I thought maybe it had a double meaning, and she was talking about something else, but I
wondered that, too. When I first saw this one, I was like, a bunch of pregnant chickens in my house? And I mean, but like, and then I thought, oh, this is going to be a joke. And then I realized, no, this person literally thinks they have pregnant chickens for sale.
You do, too, for that matter. You have pregnant chickens for sale.
I have babies every day. Do you know how hard it is, by the way, to explain to kids why these are just eggs and they're not going to be babies? Yeah. How about this? I don't have any roosters. Why do you need a rooster? Boom. Sex
there
talk.
You go. Sex
like,
talk.
I mean, it's that easy.
At the age of three.
I know you're only 4 years old, but I need a rooster. What does a rooster do? It makes babies. Why? How? You know what? I don't even actually know. I don't really know.
Were you sorry really you went down happens. That road?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we can have these eggs. How do we know there's not babies in them? Just trust me. Please just take them and go. Give me back my damn eggs. Just give them back.
Well, Ruby sent the next one in too. And what she basically did is found the Morgan that touched the, what was that above?
The Belgian.
The Belgian. She found the Morgan that touched the Belgian. Morgan horse is $1,800.
Not a Morgan horse. It's a Morgan.
Oh, Morgan.
This is fancy.
Oh, sorry. It's a Morgan horse. I have two Morgan horses. A Dusty the mare is 9 years old, very gentle, very well built, about 15 hands, a kid save. Yep, it saved a kid. She has very good manners, and there is a little bit. I don't know. He is around 10 years old and 14.5 hands. He is gentle like the mare. He has had a lot of groundwork. He is very spunky and high strung. Okay, so one sentence says he is gentle like the mare and has a lot of groundwork. And then the very next sentence, he is very spunky and high strung. Kids save some work. All of these horses have been raised together. They are all gentle to have good manners. They load good. $2,000 apiece. Please call for more information.
They load good, as in bring your trailer and I will shove them in there right. And you will take them and give me $2,000 and get the hell off my property.
Take these 14.5 hand horse out of here.
Get them out of here.
Yeah, they're kids saved, though. They saved the kids.
It's a bad ad. Thanks, Ruby. Lindsay sent in this next one. Oh, it's a 2-for-1. Broke registered trail horse for $1,500 in Attica. If you're looking just to saddle up and getting on a horse who's been sitting in the pasture for months and have a pleasant ride, look no further. I have a 15-year-old chestnut mare who's been there, done that, and you can point her in any direction and she will go. Loads very well. I don't have any problems with her. She is the ex-husband's horse, so she's got to go. It's not her fault. Like the kid in the divorce. It's not their fault. $1,500. He took the saddle, so you have to come out and ride her bareback or bring your own.
She got the horse. He got the saddle.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hold on. Just another red horse. This is a horse in Darlington, which I'm assuming is probably one town over from Attica. This one's for $3,400. Just another red horse. 11-year-old mare, not papered. She has good conformation and personality. Stands well for farrier and loads well. She gets along with other horses and has been with donkeys, goats, llamas. This is my ex-wife's horse, and she does not have time for it. So rather sell him to somebody who could use her. No trades. Come take a look and make a reasonable offer. Bring your own tack.
Should just trade.
Is this serious? No, I'm pretty sure this is husband and wife
husband
divorced.
And, wife?
And the husband got the wife's horse and the wife got the husband's horse.
Do you think this was an amicable divorce?
I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that. Oh, Lindsay, that's so funny. It wouldn't have been great if you wouldn't have had the other one.
No, the two together is what made it. Well, let me remind you need to go on and pick your winners for the for the Preakness, and I see the votes are coming in now. So head on over to Horses in the Morning Facebook page, look for the post, and post your 1, 2, 3 there for the $25 Horse Lovers gift certificate. And if you want a chance to win those Smooth Stride jeans, you have to get your ad into Jennifer. You only have another week, and then we'll have a new prize. And I think next month's prize might involve me cleaning out my closet. And let me tell you, I cleaned it. So next month's prize might involve some things out of my closet.
Coming
up next month. But this month, we still got the Smooth Stride jeans.
Cool. I just want to let you know that if you follow Nyquist on Facebook, Nyquist has his own Facebook page, and he posts as himself. Like, I don't know when he has time. But there's a photo this morning of 50 million people standing around taking photographs of him taking a bath. And his comment is, again with the bath.
It does seem like the only photos they ever get of racehorses are them taking baths.
Again with the bath. Like, get a freaking bath every freaking day. So that's pretty funny. Follow Nyquist.
Hey, now, before we wrap up for the day, I have to tell you, we are going to be off for a long weekend here. Jennifer's family's coming in, heading to Daytona Beach. So we're going to go down for a couple days and spend it with them. So Monday, I have a very special show for you. If you're into horses and history, then you're going to want to, and mules, you're going to want to tune into Monday's show. It's a show we put together with the help of another podcaster, and I think you're going to like it. It's a great story about a couple of guys who decided to do the Oregon Trail with some mules pulling a wagon, and we're going to hear how they made out on Monday's show. And then we'll be back here. Jamie will be back next Wednesday, and we're looking forward to a nice long weekend. You have some clinics to go to with the Mustangs, so that'll be fun. You'll be really sore. You haven't ridden in a while, have you?
I know. I'm like a big turd now. I can't even get on my horse because my kid's here. My husband's gone. It's a big mess. And now my babysitter's out of town. Like, there's no prep for this clinic whatsoever.
Well, have
here
fun
you go,
with
boys.
That.
Hop in the trailer, Mustangs. We're going down the road and jump some fences you've never seen. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, and it's okay. I haven't ridden you in a while, but that's all right. You'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
All right. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Preakness. Do not contact Jamie in any way, shape, or form.
Maintain radio silence, people.
That's right. And so why don't we just play the show out? This song's still going.
Oh, my God.
Maryland's still Maryland. Maryland, my Maryland, is still going. It's a song that never ends.